News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, it's Tuesday, December the 16th. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
You are wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Decided to brighten the place up a little bit.
It's gray.
I think it's blue.
Is it blue?
It's got blue.
It's got blue in it. You're wearing it, but you are wearing it over a long over sleeve a long shirt. Sleeve. Yeah, well, okay. You know, people.
A little decoration.
Because it's what, 45 out there?
It is in fact 45 degrees. A little bit of drizzle on the windshield, and then we're going to see rain mostly after 11 a.m. Today's high, not much more than what we got right now. 47 degrees predicted. The winds will be calm. That rain's going to continue through tonight. Showers likely on Wednesday, then tapering off as we get for a day or so, and then more rain coming back on Friday. Bring it on, baby, as we said, 45 downtown. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, you know what? This is the time of giving, right? And one of the ways you can give is with blood. That's right, blood. Well, you know, during this time frame, it's really, you know, people just don't give blood, but it's the gift that costs you nothing but a little time. Approximately one out of every seven people entering the hospital needs blood, and one donation has potential to save as many as three lives. Just imagine that. And as you're wrapping up those gifts this holiday, remember, these sometimes the best gifts are arm wrapped. I like it. Hey, we're going to be on location on December 22nd, Linda and I, at 1880 Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. Come out and say hi and give a gift that doesn't need wrapping paper. Come on down and give blood at Blood Source on the 22nd Monday. That's a week. Gosh, that's next Monday. And we're going to be down there at Blood Source at 1880 Park Marina Drive. Head on down there with us. Come on down. Say hello. You know what? You get a cookie, and you get a cookie too. Okay. Linda will be in a little bit later. And a lot of things happened. Yesterday, everybody's making fun of me, Bob, because I was drinking copious amounts of the stuff. Because I was having a colonoscopy.
Oh yes, Dr. Danuka saw your best side.
There you go. And now, why would I talk about this except for one reason? As a doctor has been on the show several times before, and we've talked about this, he and his wife, Dr. Danuka, also, who is an oncologist, is that colon cancer is preventable. It can be treated. But you have to catch it, and it's such a slow growing cancer that if you need to catch it, you can fix it. And how do you do that? You do it with a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, okay, I'm going to tell you the whole experience. Are you ready?
They gave you the little pill.
No, I didn't get any pills. I got this. First of all, I drank about a gallon over a period of two days of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that you were properly prepared. And by the way, I won a gold star. I woke up with a gold star on my forehead because I was the best prepared of anybody they'd seen all day. All right, that's not true. I didn't win a gold star, but I had done what I was supposed to do. So I go into Dr. Danuka's office. So let me tell you something. This could be a bad experience or it can be a good experience. It's how you kind of take it, but it's a very good experience. First of all, I know some of the people that are there. Which is one thing. But the one thing they do is they are absolutely cheerful. They ask you all these questions. Everybody that has anything to do with you asks you the same questions. What are you in here for? What's your birthday? What's your full name? And who's the doctor you're supposed to see? They check everything, and then they've got this little tag that goes on your wrist. And then you get another one on the other wrist for something later on, I think, for first prize. Then you're laying there, and they come in and they do it some more. Then the doctor comes in, and he asks you the same questions. He asks you some medical questions. Then the anesthesiologist rolls in there. He asks you the same questions. They've got you hooked up to the blood pressure machine and the heart thing and taking your oxygen, and they wheel you into this room. He says, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You go to La La Land. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, you're just kind of sitting there, kind of looking around the room. And the next thing you know, you wake up, you are back. They have pushed you back into the other room. You've just been there for a minute and you're waking up and you're feeling like you've taken a nap. There is absolutely no pain. No pain. They come in with the photos. The doctor talks to you about it. Says, "Hey, this is great. This is great. This is great. You know, come back in 10 years." But the only way that you can prevent this cancer from growing is to go there. And guess what? Medicare patients, it's paid for totally. Other types of insurance, it's paid for totally. Yes, I'm advocating you go down, you give Dr. Danuka a call, you call his agency. If you're a veteran and it's in your VA, go on down there. It is absolutely, because Dr. Danuka is also helping the veterans clinic out. It's absolutely painless. It is you get some cranberry juice afterwards,
mm-hmm.
or apple juice, whatever you care for. They walk you out to the car. Now, first of all, people say, you know, you need to have somebody drive you home. I could have driven an 18-wheeler home after that. I felt great. And the only thing is after you do this, you know, you haven't had anything to eat. At this point, I hadn't for like 24 hours. But I'd been drinking a lot of that stuff, so it wasn't like you didn't have something in you. So we had to get some things done. I went back and went home and had dinner that night and crashed. So what I'm saying is get it done. It's non-life-threatening. It doesn't hurt. It provides a service where it can keep you alive.
It's been about 5 or 6 years since I had mine. They've changed the procedures, obviously, because I was extremely aware of the procedure.
Well, you shouldn't have been. Boy, yeah. I tell you, this stuff they give you is so good.
Well, Dr. Danuka says they've changed the protocols.
Oh, it is so good that, I mean, you're sitting there talking. Not sitting, you're kind of lying there talking to him. And
side.
He's putting it on here. I mean, he says, I'm going to give you a little shot here that's going to kind of numb that one area, you know, because they've already put the IV into you. See, you can't even see where they put the IV in because they do such a great work into your, you know, into your
back of your hand.
And then the next thing you know, and then you look, because they have clocks there, and I looked at the clock when I went in there, and I looked at the clock when I came out. It's kind of like a movie. What did the 30 minutes go to? Where did the 30 minutes go to? So that's what it took. Anyway, okay, enough of that. What I'm saying to everybody is, you haven't done it, and you're kind of like, oh, it's scary and all that. It's not. It's warm. They take care of you. They're friendly. They've got one purpose in mind there. And let me tell you, there are people in there. One purpose in mind is to take care of you and to make sure you're well. To make sure you're well.
So preliminarily, you have a clean bill of health. You're a perfect
ass. I know that's what you wanted me to say, so there it is. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little while. Linda.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, I'm glad that something came out like that. I thought, what kind of bump music's that? Okay,
that Santa would Claus. Be Eartha Kitt.
Oh, yeah. Santa
remember her in the...
Linda has sung this before. Has sung this before.
Remember the guest shot she used to do on Batman?
Oh, yeah.
That the cat suit?
Uh-huh. Catwoman. Santa the original Catwoman. Baby.
Yes. A
54 convertible. Was it good? Light blue. Hey, let's talk about Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction. This portion of the show is brought to you by that. He provides the most complete CCW and hunter training and shooting training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who want to go through the class, but they haven't quite settled on the pistol they want to carry. Give him a call. Give Ted a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Also for the advanced classes there. You know, Ted and NFI taught a class to be able to raise money for the Turtle Bay.
Filled
the class up. You know, Liberty on the Border is still out there, by the way, my friends. Liberty on the Border, which has the Civil War, which led up to the Civil War. It's heavy into the slavery part of it, but there's, you know, it shows the other reasons also. But it's, you know, you have facts there I've never seen before. And, I mean, things like songs that slaves had sung. I mean, you get to listen to those, you know, from people who have passed those on and from recordings back from the earliest recordings back in, you know, like 1900, you know, there were slaves still alive or former slaves still alive. They heard, I heard one time a recording of the Rebel Yell when they had this, you know, they would still have their reunions in 1900, 1910, you know, soldiers from the Civil War from both sides would get together.
Just as we have World War
II soldiers. Just as we do now. And they did the Rebel Yell and they captured it on, on the recordings, and then they, and then later on, you know, probably, you know, who knows, up to now, they expanded it and re-recorded it, so you'd have like larger, you know, because this was, you know, probably 50 or 60 of the, you know, the older veterans that were doing this, and they made it sound how you would have heard it in a battlefield with them coming. With that type of, that rebel yell. And I tell you, it is, you know, it's not like just yelling, whoopee. Or, I mean, this had its own sound.
It was like a war cry.
It was a war cry, and it was high pitched, and it was, I mean, it was angry. I mean, when it was, I mean, so, I mean, you could, when you heard it, you thought, woo. I mean, that, it was quite, it was completely different than anything that I'd heard before. Then I, you know, and of course in movies, I mean, how could you hear it anyway? But it'd been movies, but it was totally different than what I expected.
Well, as I recall reading, of course, slavery was a big issue, but states' rights was
99% of the people
driver
that,
for a lot.
Yeah, 99% of the people that fought in for the Southern side didn't own slaves. It was, but you know, slavery had a huge impact on the economy of the South, of course, but. The most of it, and you're exactly right, it was a states' rights thing, is that the Union was saying, no, don't do this. And but you know what? That, so many other things were in play here. You know, Lincoln did not want this. He would have, you know, they were giving way there, but there were people in the Union that wanted a certain thing, you know, that the senators and congressmen. And then, of course, the South was, you know, had this, this image that if it went to war, they could destroy the North. Even though that they had none of the industry and, you know, half of the population and all the other things, but it was just, this feeling that they could outfight them damn Yankees. Well, as it turned out, they could for a period of time. And then those damn Yankees learned to fight. They found some generals that could fight. And then they just started turning out things like guns
and infrastructure.
And, yeah, infrastructure. And, you know, guns and cannons and this and just, and their strategy was better than the South. You know, much better. So, the fact is that people today, you should remember that. You should remember what happened. And you should remember that the fact is that the federal government has overreached so much. I mean, if the federal government was half of or a third of what it is today, there, you know, it wouldn't have been just the South seceding. It would have been the West and the North probably too. There's just so much. I'm getting comments about colonoscopies wanting. I can't. Somebody said they used to. Did you read that? Is that true? Do you think that's true?
The air, yes.
That they would just they used to fill it up with air.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about that. Okay, let's move on.
we can leave that one right where it is.
You know what? Here's things that I'm going to be talking today about lawsuits, and I'm going to talk about tonight at the city council. I want to hit that a little bit later. You want a military? You know, a lot of people have seen the Humvees the military has, those really cool vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
They're going up for auction. 4,000 of them, made between 1994 and 97. And the thing about it is that they've all the mileage ranges from 1,800 miles to 34,000 miles. And they're going to be up for sale on an auction online, and the bids start at $10,000. You need to know they've been demilitarized and, you know, there's no armor on it or any of that other stuff. They're just plain Humvees. They don't have a title either, so you're going to have to get them titled someplace. And the government wants to know what you're going to do with them. If you're saying things like, I want to use them for my militia as we take over downtown Prescott, you probably may not be able to buy that. But if you're just using it for hunting or, you know, paint it red and put Santa in it during the parades out here in Redding and all, you know, other things, you know, you can buy your own Humvee. You know, frankly, they're really heavy duty vehicles that just suck up gas or diesel.
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
You can, if it's the same engine, you can run it on anything, probably. You can run it on, you know, booze.
Vegetable oil.
Yeah, well, no, not vegetable oil, but anything that's more combustible than that. But you can, but if you go online, you can just look it up. There's a, you know, for Humvees for sale. And it's, and it comes out of the DOD who has turned these loose. I think, like I said, there's like 4,000 of them. So that's interesting. If you want a Humvee, frankly, I never want to run. I have no reason. I have friends that own a Humvee.
Yeah.
Now that Humvee is different. I mean, that Humvee is kind of cool.
Well, they got like the H1 or something.
Yeah. You know, it's the, you get into a leather seat. And it's not quite the
civilized
same.
Version of the military vehicle. Yes, a friend of mine had that. He was very proud of it. And, of course, during the 90s, after we'd gone through the 70s and 80s with the super economical vehicles and all that, and then we kind of went to the other extreme during the 90s with Humvees and Escalades and all those, you know,
well, you know what,
mega vehicles.
Look at the price of gas now, right? Gas is down again. So what's that mean? You start seeing things about muscle cars coming back. But there's also was a study saying that, you know, people have been driving with less fuel, you know, been driving less, moving into urban areas and all these. I think Bob was talking about it during the news. So people are using less gas. Well, if there's less gas, it'll be more gas for you guys that are out there with those, you know, those hogback growlers, as we used to call them, that can do 140 down the road. I just saw something. I saw something that says, hey, Cigar Aficionado. The latest issue of Cigar Aficionado is the muscle cars are back. And they're talking about these things with, you know, 600 horsepower. Yeah, it uses a lot of gas. I saw a Ford truck for sale the other day. This was one of their special models, has everything on it. It was like $60,000 for this Ford truck, all right? $60,000. And it got... Yeah, 12 miles to the gallon. I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking to myself, I love Fords. I drive a Ford. I mean, I do. And when I trade it in, I'll probably look at another Ford or Dodge. I like Dodge too, Dodge Rams. I like trucks. You throw all types of stuff in there. But I was thinking to myself, I'm not sure I'm ready for a $60,000 Ford, but they are absolutely beautiful trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Everything on. I mean, everything. It's like a luxury car, except you can throw a dead elk in the back of it.
Have you seen the Audi that's around town? The V 10 or 12 Audi with the glass over the engine and all that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh yeah, this thing's got to be, you know, 80, 90 grand for this thing, if not more, you know. And it's an Audi. But it's their super duper two-seater. And like I said, the engine is, you look through this big glass plate and look down at the engine, and the rear engine is like, wow.
Jeez. You know what? We own a Jeep now, too. And it's Grand Cherokee Overlander. It's got a Hemi engine in it. And of course, I don't Hemi it, but it also has in it. It also has the Econo roll in it. When you get to a certain speed, it cuts back on the amount of power it's using, so it gets really good gas mileage. But let me tell you, Linda Leadfoot, I can show her.
She can't drive 55.
Linda Leadfoot, when she's coming on to the freeway, she says, "I just love the sound of this Hemi," and she hits it. And I tell you what, it just goes, man, it just takes off down the road. And I'm thinking to myself, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10. There goes that gallon of gas. There goes that gallon of gas. Bob's over there choking to death. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Leadfoot Bot. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Cover California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Christmas without you.
Gotta go with the classics.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda will be in a little bit. I'm not here with Bad Bob. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 45 degrees. It's raining out today. Is it going to rain all day?
Matter of fact, it is. After 10 o'clock, we'll see more rain and all through tonight. Taper off a little bit for your hump day and then come right back on Thursday and Friday into the weekend. So bring it on, bring it on. In fact, we saw in the chat room one of our chat packers had an inch plus of rain in the gauge this morning.
Another one. Well, I tell you what, I know you've got the capabilities. See how much water has been into Lake Shasta here. I know last week we were talking, it was up 12 feet. It's come up 12 feet. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Owens Pharmacy. And there's a reason that we've switched over to Owens Pharmacy. One of them is, of course, is that it's a local business and it's locally run. Right here in the city of Reading. The other is their MedSync service that Owens Pharmacy has. It adjusts your prescriptions, your pill count, so all your prescriptions run out on the same day. What's that mean? Is that then they can all be refilled the same day, and that puts ends to going to the pharmacy, multiple phone calls. I don't know. I know people that have multiple prescriptions, and it's like, you know, do I do it now? Do I do it then? And what this does is Owens has come up with this great idea. You can and just do them all in one day, and they can put your medications on any 30, 60, or 90-day cycle as long as insurance pays for the larger supplies, of course. Here's the other thing, too, is that your pharmacist is your last line of defense. Let's face it. You're being, you know, you have your families. My father was prescribed multiple medications in his declining years. And by multiple doctors. It's your pharmacist who has to fill those prescriptions is the one that's looking at this, seeing how they respond, you know, how they're going to correspond to each other. So how do you get into the MedSync service? How do you get all this? Plus the fact, by the way, is if you can't get down there, Owens Pharmacy delivers at no charge. That's right, free. Six locations right here in Reading are open at most locations Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Owens Pharmacy, give them a try. We have switched over, and we are very happy we've done that. Okay, here we go. The Taliban. The Taliban is back and has attacked a school in Pakistan. Can you believe this? They've killed 126 students in this school. They've gone after it was kind of like a military school in the sense that the students wore you know, like green blazers and all this, but they came in, it was grades 1 through 10, came in and killed 126 of the students and other teachers and other people there, because this was their strike against the government. They didn't go against government forces. They didn't go against the army forces. They went after kids. The true meaning of terrorism. Go after those unarmed children or unarmed people where you can actually, with your somehow demented personality and brain, you can get them. It's safer to make the statement that way. I mean, totally. And we're going to talk about some other things here that have to do with that. But first, I want to get back to since when and how many feet?
Since December the 1st. I pulled it back to December 1st. Since December 1st, the elevation of Lake Shasta has come up 32 feet.
Since when?
December the 1st.
December the 1st?
Yep. On December 1st, lake elevation was 889 feet. As of last night, it was 921. Pretty good.
I am a happy boy.
Yep.
Kelly's going to take me fishing this year.
Inflow right now, about 10,700 cubic feet per second. Outflow at this time, 1,500 cubic feet per second. It has been down in the 700s. Matter of fact, it was taken down to, on the 11th, there were 66,000 cubic feet coming in, and they had turned it down to about 300 cubic feet outflow. So to let downstream flow increase. So pretty impressive.
I want you to continue talking. I need to talk to just Bob before he leaves.
So anyway, as of the last reports, and I'm getting this from the California Department of Water Resources website, and we can check that always. And we've got lots more rain coming up in the next few days, as we mentioned. We are still nowhere near ending the drought, but every little bit's going to help.
Yeah, you know, and the weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. And I was trying to pass things on. We have people
live
in and
radio.
Out here. I'm trying to pass something on to the Bob as he's leaving first. Okay, let's talk about this. There's the parents of the Newtown Sandy Hook children. I knew it was coming. I mean, you had to just kind of know it was going to happen. But they are suing the gun maker Bushmaster. I think there's eight families. They're suing the rifle maker Bushmaster. They're suing the company that distributes Bushmaster rifles, and the gun store. The gun store is gone away anyway, or whatever it was. I don't know if it was a gun store or what it was, but it's gone out of business. And what they're doing is, because Adam Lanza, this demented person, used a rifle made by Bushmaster in his murder spree. When he came in and shot a hole through the glass, the safety glass, and reached through and opened up the door and walked the halls of this school with these elementary children in there and murdered 22 of them and six adults, and before the coward turning the rifle on himself. They're saying it should have never been sold. The gun should have never been sold because it was a military rifle. And it was meant to do one thing, and the Bushmaster should know it was meant to go out and harm people. This, you know, even though there was a law passed in 2005 shielding, you know, gun companies from suits like this, there's a part in it that says unless they knew it was being made, unless they knew it was going to be sold to do murder. Well, I feel for these parents. And, you know, it's even worse when you get people that think that it didn't happen. But I feel for these parents. I do. I can't even imagine the horrendous feeling it must be that when you send your child off to school, your little 8-year-old off to school, and they go to school. I mean, I have grandkids. I can't imagine the horrendous feeling it must have been when that happened. I mean, it just totally. I mean, it just sends chills through my body. But to turn around and sue the gun maker and hold the gun maker responsible when it would be like holding Ford responsible for that guy down in the Cut Right knife company. Responsible for when that guy killed his 3 roommates with his knife. Why not hold them responsible?
Or when somebody plows a car through a crowd of people, blaming the car.
I mean, just when they had, I think they had something over in Chico the other day where a car slammed into people looking at the at lights out there. And they slammed into cars and there was, people injured. I mean, the guy was drunk. Is it the car's fault? No. You know what? My AR sits in my chair. It sat there all day Saturday and didn't kill anybody. It didn't shoot anybody. It didn't even go off. Guess what? It didn't even load itself. Not only that, it didn't even watch TV. It just sat there because it's an inanimate object. It doesn't do anything until I, a person, pick it up. I mean, I feel for these people. And they're reaching, they're trying to, what do they, this does nothing. If you're going to do something, go after the mental health treatment. Go after the parts that, what was this kid on that could have been led to this? You know, I mean, and by the way, he never even bought this gun. His mother bought this gun and he killed his mom. I mean, again, I feel for them, but what good is trying to sue and take away guns from people that, you know, that are using them legally? For hunting and target shooting and plinking, whatever they use it for. What good does that do?
Both the conspiracy people who say it didn't happen and was a government plot and the anti-gun people, and I mean, we're talking pretty far apart on the spectrum viewpoint here. I think both of those organizations, both of those groups, are dancing on the graves of those children for political gain, and that disgusts me.
And I think that, you know, you're right about that. And they're still, or they're doing things to keep this thing going with, you know, on other radio shows about did it happen? I mean, Jesus, of course it happened. You don't sue. For one thing is, you know, this is one thing to say, well, how can they, you know, it never happened, didn't happen. Well, okay, now people are suing to say it did happen. And because of the gun maker. The gun did not kill anybody. The guns don't kill anybody. It's, you know, and all the studies they've done is when they banned the quote assault rifles, it had no difference in the murder rates. Criminals don't usually use
assault weapons.
And plus the other thing, just one more point and I'll let you in, is they're saying it's the same rifle used by the military. It is not. It has been redesigned, re-engineered for the civilian market. It is not an automatic weapon. It doesn't have the higher qualifications that the assault rifles do that are in the military. They just don't.
I would point out that the country of Australia has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the world. And they still had this incident in Sydney. Now, it could have been a lot worse, but they have super restrictive gun laws. You're not, if you've got a crazy person who wants to do crazy things, you can pass all the laws on law-abiding citizens you want, and it's not going to stop the crazy person. It's not going to stop the determined crazy person from doing crazy things. Deal with the crazy person, not with the hardware. Is that a difficult concept? Do people have a hard time getting that through their thick skulls?
Well, they obviously do.
Hey, it was crazy.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I just, I feel for these people so much. And I realize they're maybe striking out and trying to say, well, we've got to do something. Well, if there's things you need to do, you need to talk about the mental health of people, of all of these things, you know, and the treatments of this. And is there what was this, you know, our locking pass a law that says every gun needs to be locked up unless you're carrying. I mean, do something like that. But you know what? I have a friend who no longer has access to weapons. He's a good friend. He no longer has access to his guns. They have taken that access away from him because they just have, for whatever reason. They've taken it away from him. He understands that, and he's got no problem with that. But the fact is that's what you have to do. That's common sense. Is that what people tell you to do? Again, I'm so sorry for the people of Newtown and Sandy Hook, but doing this, it wouldn't have made any difference. It won't make any difference unless you confiscate all of the guns in the United States. And that's what the report, there was a big report that showed, unless you confiscate all the guns, it will make little difference in any of these little laws. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Story.
Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has Clear Pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has Clear and Red Caro on Cardlock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is 7:49 in the morning, 45 degrees. It's going to be raining today, coming in around 10 o'clock. Phone lines are 605-4567. Gosh, I feel good today. I feel good. Four Winds Jewelry. That's probably one of the reasons I feel good. Because you can go down to Four Winds Jewelry. And let me tell you, if you haven't, to find that special bauble, that special glittery thing, that special diamond, that special emerald, that special brooch, that special estate piece, then you have missed out on great prices from a great guy named Leonard. Leonard has been in the business for 45 years. This is his 21st anniversary at the same place. There is anniversary and Christmas sale going on. How can you beat that? 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Head on down there. See Leonard. Tell him that Carl sent you, and you want the special prices. You want the special stuff. Get into the safe. At Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great guy. Open from 9:30 to 4, 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry. My guest is Mark Story.
Good morning.
You're here kind of a quickie.
Yeah, we got a special event.
I understand that you also have you have an Air Force AR. sporting rifle.
And no, I just have a Glock.
Have a pistol. Well, because the ones that they're talking about selling Humvees that have only been used 1,000 or up to 34,000 miles. I thought a good price, a good thing would be like maybe a sale on those Air Force rifles because they've never been used, and they've been sitting in air conditioned spaces.
We believe in smarter, not harder.
Okay, your Glock. So you said I'm doing things wrong because your Glock.
Well, you said your AR was just sitting there,
it doesn't do anything.
My Glock got up and cooked me breakfast this morning. So.
Gets gas in the car, drives around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
German guns.
Apparently, I got the smarter model.
Yeah, you got those German guns, those smart guns. Okay. Hey, but you're here for a really good cause.
Yeah, we've got a great event going on in January. We're calling it our Happy Neuter Year. And in collaboration with PetSmart Charities, through a grant, we've been able to offer dog and cat neuters for only $20. So if you have a dog or a cat that you want to get neutered, and if they're not neutered, then you have a dog or a cat that you want to get neutered, then it's only $20. What you need to do is you need to call us at 241-1658, or better yet, come down. You need to prepay for this, the $20, and sign up for it. Limited availability on the spots. We do have quite a few, but we definitely will run out. You can come in between 9 and 12 on Monday through Friday. I will say that we are going to be closed the 24th through the 26th, and the 1st and the 2nd. The clinic will be closed for those days, for the holidays. But this is a great deal. For $20, you're going to get your dog or cat neutered, which is fantastic. Dogs must be under 80 pounds. If you have a cat that's over 80 pounds, we'd love to see
You've
it.
You've got a cat that's over 80 pounds.
Yeah, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, you probably might need help getting it in.
Yeah.
It might drag you in.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a domestic cat, but you never know. So,
hey, did you ever see this thing that all dogs go to heaven, or where the popes of the animals can go to heaven? Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
He obviously has never met a cat. So he's probably talking dogs, right?
Well, there's a lot of cats, I think, that are going to go to heaven. I think they're going to hang out in their own little cliques.
They got their own little heaven.
Yeah, they're not going to heaven.
They're
too.
Not going to hang around with us,
right?
unless they think they're gods already. I mean, they sit there, people feed them, take care of them, and all this. And they think I must be a god.
Cats are definitely different than dogs. That is for sure.
Do you have cats?
I've had cats. Yes.
I've had a cat before.
Yeah, and I actually really do like cats.
It was a cool cat I had. Yeah.
When the line is drawn in the sand, I'm definitely on the dog side for the dog and cat people. But I do like cats. I like kittens, but then they become cats.
Well, but
cats are so independent.
Well, cats are, but you know what? They can also be. I've seen cats become very. Very cuddly and affectionate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they can do that. But absolutely. The other thing I kind of like about them is that they are aloof, and you don't have to play with them all the time.
I had a cat that was just like a dog. I'd play fetch with him, and I'd play fetch until I stopped. And it was crazy. He'd run down the hall, and he'd grab the little ball, and he'd bring it back, and it was absolutely crazy. He was the coolest cat. Yeah. So I've had some really cool cats. I do like cats. Happy Neuter Year. Start the year out right.
I love these things you come up with. Happy Neuter.
This is
January only, $20, you get a neuter.
Yep.
Your dog or cat that hasn't been neutered.
Correct.
You know what? I need to get these. I'm going to have these things made out and made up or copies of this made. I'm going to take it up to Benton Dog Park.
Yeah.
And every time one of those guys come through, they're like, well, I can't afford it. Right here, $20.
$20, exactly.
Here's $20. And you go down there, and I tell you what, I would even tell them that, look, either myself or Mark will pay for it if you just take your dog down there and mention our names.
Yeah, we would definitely like that.
And I've got lots of your cards, so I'm just going to hand them your card.
Don't do that.
I'm going to hand them your card and say, hey, look, This guy said he'd pay for it. And I'll write on the back that I'll pay for it.
Bob, I'm not sure he's helping me right now.
We love him for that.
Bob just puts up with it.
So we do want people to come down. And I do have an update. Our home for the holidays. You know, for 200 animals into homes by the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Before yesterday morning, and I believe that we had some adoptions yesterday, but I don't have the exact number. We were at 204. So we've already exceeded our goal, which is fantastic. I want to thank
you've
the community.
You've had
and
over
all
200. Yes. We've found homes for 204 animals.
204 animals of yesterday morning. And
we still got room then.
So now we're looking to hopefully see how far we can go with this, and we'd like to put 300 if we can, 250, 300. We'll see.
Anything, but it's great. And so people have come in and taken dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. I love those photos on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's on top
of those photos on Facebook.
Our rescue partners that have taken, I want to say, about 50 animals as well.
So plus that then.
Yeah, that's so we've put probably close to 260 animals in homes since November
1st. That is so great. You know what? It's so cool.
That's awesome.
So. You know what? And I look at the people who pick out those animals, and I look at them, I go, yeah, I can see that. I can see this person with this animal. I mean, it is like, and if you've, I don't stay on Facebook, but when I'll write something on Facebook, then I'll flip it over to make sure that that it came across, and, for the show. Then I'll read down that page, except when I see yours, then I'll just go through all of them. Because the photos you, first of all, the photos you have.
Yeah, they do a great job.
The dog is looking up and kind of licking somebody's face. I mean, it's just like this dog has said, yes, I'm here. Look what I've found.
Yeah, yesterday actually was a really special day. I want to share this real quick if you don't mind. But we had a dog that was in our Camp Love a Pet in June. His name was Spangler in Camp Love a Pet. I fell in love with this dog. I was the counselor to the camper that had him.
Uh-huh.
And I just absolutely fell in love with him. And he was adopted. He was there for quite a while. Pit bull mix, but just one of the best temperaments of any dog I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And she emailed me the other day and said, hey, I'd love to come in for a visit and let you see Spangler, who's now Kona. And I just, I was like a kid in a candy store. I was just waiting for him to get there. And so they came in yesterday. There's a picture on Facebook of the three of us. And I hate getting my picture taken, but I actually wanted this one. And, I walked in and I got down on my knees and he jumped right on me and put his paws on my shoulders and was just going crazy. I mean, he definitely remembered and it was, was something special. It really, really was. And, I told, Joyce is his new mom and, I told Joy, I said, Joy, this is honestly going to be the best gift I get for the holidays. I said, it's just so cool to see him and how great he looks
to
and
see
how happy he is.
To see an animal that you've taken special interest in to be in a good home. Yeah, you know what? That must be so cool for you, Mark.
It's awesome, and that's what keeps my staff going because I've got a great staff that
you
works
do. And
so
I know
hard.
Things are
and,
tough. Oh,
and volunteers and rescue partners and you guys, all of our radio partners and our media partners and this whole community is so supportive, to have an adopter come in and bring the dog in, I mean,
that's cool.
It was a good feeling.
And
it was awesome.
And we're not shy talking about our media partners in this because this is a lot of things. And I've talked to my friends over at Results that we need to team up on some other things too. All of us do the radio stations to help in our community. And I mean, this business is a tough business. I mean, it just is. I mean, you're going after a limited amount of advertising out there. I mean, it just is. And the fact is we've all got kind of, you got Results over there with, Patrick and Billy, who are just great guys. Billy mm-hmm. and Patrick, just great guys. And you have our station here and, we've got, the other stations in town, KLXR, that there's no reason we all couldn't get together and help on things just like this. And we all have.
Yeah.
We're all together on helping Haven Humane. And this is in one safe place and the Good News Rescue Mission. And I hope to spread into the veteran side and getting everybody into that too.
Yeah, you guys do fantastic.
Well,
and that's one thing.
This is just, I just would like to say thank you from our community, Mark, for you and all your people down there for all the great things you've done this year.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you're going to be on later on this month, but.
I am. Yeah, a couple
that's
weeks.
That's right. A couple weeks, buddy. Okay. Hey, we got to run here, but thanks so much. Okay. Remember in January, and we're going to talk about it some more, but in January, you can get your dog, male dog or cat fixed for only $20.
$20. 241-1658 for more information. Between 9 and 12, come down, sign up. You got to prepay. Spots are limited.
There you go. All right. Let me see. have a I'll see you before Christmas.
No, you'll see me after. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy, and tell everybody down there Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. I want to talk about, can you put anything in your body and just let society take care of that? And what about what's happening tonight at the city council? We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is condemning what he calls a heinous attack on a Pakistani school. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry also condemning the attack by the Taliban that left some 126 children dead.
The attacks in Peshawar and Sydney underscore that threats locally are also threats globally. In today's world, next door is everywhere.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry. President Obama condemned the terrorists. He said, once again, they're showing their depravity with the attack on children. In Australia today, mourning over the deaths of two hostages killed as police attempted to rescue 17 people captured by an Islamic gunman. Robert Denny is the father of survivor Harriet Denny and told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation today he has mixed emotions.
Very happy, but in no mood for celebrating because Harriet lost a colleague and a friend.
Also at SRNnews.com, the National Weather Service says a nasty winter storm moving out of the plains is heading east today.
The large area of low pressure that we've seen slowly moving through this portion of the country should begin to depart the Dakotas and Nebraska and shift more northeastward towards Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan.
That's Mike Musher at the National Weather Service. Construction of new homes was down slightly last month.
The Commerce Department says builders began construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.03 million homes and apartments last month. That's a 1.6% decline from October, when construction activity had posted a 1.7% advance. November's weakness was the result of a 5.4% decline in construction of single-family homes, which offset a 6.7% increase in the more volatile apartment sector.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow up 84 points, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Federal health officials are looking back on 2014, and as SRN's Wally Hines reports, what they see is what they're calling a year of unprecedented challenges.
From the global response to Ebola to emerging threats from enterovirus D68, the year was marked by both missteps and victories. In its annual year-end report, CDC Director Thomas Frieden says the response to Ebola is the largest in the agency's history. More than 800 people working on anti-Ebola efforts. The agency's still working to determine the enterovirus's role in more than 1,000 illnesses and several deaths. As for next year, the CDC's warning of an uptick in healthcare-related infections and the Middle East respiratory syndrome making its way to the U.S. Wally Hines, SRN News, Washington.
Chrysler is no more. Chrysler Group LLC changing its name to FCA US LLC. Effective immediately, the automaker says the name change follows the naming convention of its parent company. This is SRN News. Well, the first part of a 1-2 punch of much-needed moisture has arrived in Southern California. It's brought light rain after unleashing downpours in the northern part of the state. The National Weather Service says a second storm, expected to arrive a little later today, will pack the heaviest showers, between 1 and 2 inches of rain expected at the higher elevations. Yesterday in Farmingdale, New York,
The remains of Private First Class Anthony LaRosa were laid to rest more than 60 years after he went missing while fighting with the U.S. Army in the Korean War. Relative Vivian Gallo says she can't believe the family's finally been able to say goodbye.
My whole life, I just looked at this picture, you know, not knowing who he was, and now, you know, I feel honored to even be here.
The Brooklyn native's remains were buried next to his mother, who went to her grave never knowing his fate. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Pod. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on December the 16th. Everybody having a good day, I hope. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Angel and Joe and Onion Grower and Sonny. And see General and Max and there's a lot of people in here. And we're going to be talking about some of the things they're talking about in the chat room. So get ready to hop in here, guys. But good morning, Bad Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Is today going to be a good day? Weather-wise?
Well, again, what you're seeing is what you're going to get. A little drizzle on the windshield this morning, and that's not going to go away. Rain mainly after 11 a.m. Today's high will be 47. Calm winds. We got about 5 miles an hour showing right now. Depending on where you're at, chance of precipitation, 80%. 1/10 to 1/4 inch for this storm. The showers will continue through tomorrow. It'll taper off a bit midweek, and then more rain coming back on Friday and going into the weekend. Currently in Reading, it is, 45 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends over there. They have senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. If it's getting cold out there, right, 45 degrees, Alliance Heating and Air. Make sure that everything's working. Give Martin a call there from Alliance Heating and Air. Over 20 years in the business, he's got a great company there. People that work there know what they're doing. Any type of heating or cooling systems, he is the man that works in our house and Bad Bob's house, too. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Really super people. And I'll tell you what else Martin does is when packages for the troops. There was Martin brought down the Harley owners group down there, all of them in their leathers, and we're packing up. You know, besides making donations, we're down there filling up packages for the troops that all went out. I tell you what, 400 had to be like 400 packages were out on that day. Super, super way. We love you guys for the people that did things like that for our veterans and for our deployed troops. All right, let's talk about this. The Reading City Council is meeting tonight. They have the opportunity to keep the public comment at the beginning of the meeting. It's 30 minutes. It's only 30 minutes. 10 people, 3 minutes apiece, or 20 people, a minute and a half, I don't know, whatever, however you want to make it, 30 people for a minute. I don't care. They have 30 minutes. The most you have to talk is 3 minutes. Are there jerks that stand up now and then? Yes, of course. Dolores Lucero used to stand up all the time. Dolores has a strange way of looking at things at times. She's not a jerk, but she has a strange way. And so Missy MacArthur led the charge to have it moved to the end of the meeting until after the elections. Till after the elections. And so now it's after the election, so it's moved back to the front, except now they're going to vote. And last week they voted the first to put the ordinance on there for a change. This is our newest city council members, Kristen Schrader and Brent Weaver, who talked about transparency in government, having the government opening, listening to their people. Now, I realize that, you know, these the voters and the citizens out there are pesky at times. but it's your job to listen. And when you put the when you put the public comment at the end of the meeting, you don't even know when the end of the meeting is. Okay, I brought this up again. I brought this up again because I want you to be there tonight. I don't go to many city council meetings. I read about it. People call me and tell me about it. I mean, yes, tonight I'm going to be there. Tonight I am going to use my civic rights, my civic duty to talk and say, I think this is a wrong thing for you to do, to move it to the back like you have, or keep it back at the end of the meeting. Because sometimes those meetings go to 11:30, 12, whatever. Here's a chance. Here's a chance to take a new direction. Here's a chance to give the community a chance. We gave you a chance by electing you. You need to give the community a chance by keeping it up front, keeping the public comment up front. That's the first thing. Even the League of Women Voters wrote that the League believes the council should reconsider its decision to permanently move the comment period to the end of the city hall meetings and city council meetings, and do not pass this ordinance at the second reading scheduled for tonight, December 16th. It's extremely, and I'm quoting, it is extremely disappointing that the newly elected members of the city council would not choose to grant a mere half an hour to allow those who just elected them to be heard on matters of importance to the city. Limiting these voices should not be one of the first acts of this newly configured council. Yes, where I may not totally agree with Susan Wilson on a lot of things, I totally agree with her on this. And even the editorial, the ones that backed the ones who were elected for the most part, had an editorial that says that it's puzzling. Like, they may want to take this opportunity while still in the starting blocks to jab a stick in the eye of people. They really should name, well, this is council members and many reasonable people in this community who witnessed the diatribes, unfounded accusations, a lack of decorum in certain comment periods of certain people. Yes, that's true. However, it hits a broader target. This is the law of unintended consequences. The concerned citizens who want to tell the council that her child almost got run over for a lack of a stop sign has to wait until the end of the meeting, right along with George Clark, the fellow who shows up every time with a prepared rant. And yeah, I get something from George every Monday. Tell me what he's going to say on Tuesday. This is something we need to go in there and say, this is wrong. Keep it at the beginning. Listen to those pesky people for 30 minutes up front. I'm going tonight. I'd like you all to go too. I would like you all to show up and be there tonight and to stand up. Be people that have never been there before. Just go up and say to them, I have never spoken in front of the city council before, but I am tonight because I believe it shouldn't be changed. I believe that we should have the public comment period at the beginning of the city council. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say one thing about this situation.
Sure.
My personal experience along these lines, I served as an elected official on a school board in the Enterprise School District for 2 terms. We had public comment at the beginning of the meeting. I've also served on a water board, and I've been there for many years, over in Trinity County in a small water system. When we have our meetings, we have public comment. It's always at the beginning. A lot of times ideas are brought forth that are good. I, through my experience, and I'm going to offer this up to the city council members, have looked at public comment as the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Because I love Westerns, and that's one of my favorite movies, but I also said, okay, here we go. There's going to be good things brought forth. There's going to be bad things. And sometimes some people are going to just be plain ugly. But you spend the 30 minutes, you get through it, and you listen, and
you move on. Right.
The public then feels good.
Well, it does.
And that's part of what you need, is a public that has felt like they've had their say.
You know, Howard, you're exactly right. See, the whole thing is perception here. And if you're saying, if Brent Weaver and Christian Schrader are saying, we've just been elected, we're here to support the people, but the first thing they do is, the perception is, I don't really want to listen to you.
And it's not just this guy, George. I'm talking about people that come in there to talk about the stop signs or talk about things on their street or talk about something that's that the city council should look at. Why should I wait till 11 o'clock at night? Because I've got a job. How many of them on the city council have got a real job? They have to get up at 5 in the morning. Maybe only one of them.
You're exactly right, and kudos to you.
Well, thanks, Howard. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Okay, and somebody wrote, Carl, really? Wait, let me go find it. It was. Let me go find this here, the exact things that were said. Carl is surprised that a politician said one thing during the campaign and upon election promptly did the opposite? All right. Okay, you got me there. You got me there. Okay, anyway. So, I don't know. What do y'all think about that? Howard had a call. We've got to take a break. Tell me what you think about that. You know, shouldn't the city council at least act like they care and let the people talk at the beginning? We know how Missy and we know how Francie feel about it, but it's not too late to give them a call. 225-4055. 225. Pick up the phones. Call 4055. I don't know if anybody's there, but you can leave messages. Call every one of the city council people and tell them, look, keep the public comment at the beginning. We'll be right back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning. 45 degrees out there today. It's going to be raining. It's going to be one of those days that you want to go to Tobacco and Brew, to Espresso Joe's, and fill your little belly up with great coffee, different types of coffee, pumpkin spice, all of that. And by the way, it is a great place to buy those stocking stuffers, all those little quarter pounds of coffees, different kinds. It's just perfect. It's like Sunny said yesterday, she has in her house, she has candles and she has the coffee to be given to people as gifts. And she said it smells absolutely fabulous, which it does, of course. And all those little gifts you can buy at Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop in Tobacco and Brew. And, of course, walk next door to every type of e-cig and those types of vapes that you can buy there. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state for gifts. All those 90 to 100, 90 to 95 rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado magazine are right there at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Thank you so much to Joe and Shelley for everything they do for our friends and our veterans here in Northern California. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I am not finished yet with the with tonight's city council, because the other thing they're voting on is the doing away, or they're going to discuss doing away with the REU Commission. And here sitting with me is Mike Quinn, who is a member of the committee for REU, the Oversight Committee. And good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And Mike, you joined this thing, a year ago when it first started?
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. And this was well before you decided to run for office.
Right.
But why did you join the committee?
I just felt that it was important, you know, as a business person, as a citizen, to, you know, be a part of this. And they were looking for somebody with, you know, financial accounting background, and I have that. And so that's why I was put on there. They were very careful in selecting people, that they made sure they had people from different aspects of the community, so everybody's represented. We have a very, very strong commission of, you know, highly qualified people.
Adam McElvain, across the board. I think Adam McElvain, who is a veteran also, thank you, by the way, for your service, but he heads it up.
Yes.
Is this correct?
He does. He is the commissioner, and we have Susan Hines on there, and Lyle Hurley, who worked at REU, so we have an REU representative on there. So he's able to give us, you know, different aspects of it, and Marcus Patton, and, you know, so there's lots of people on there from different backgrounds, and I think it's been very important. And yes, did it take time to learn this? Yes. And did we get great presentations put on by the city? Absolutely. I think those presentations should be put out for everybody to see, because of those presentations, I've been able to answer and head off a lot of questions that people have. Mm-hmm. And the misperceptions that are out there. And so it's very important. I think everybody ought to have sat through what we went through. These are, you know, great explanations and, you know, why things are done.
Yeah. Well, Misty MacArthur seems to think that it costs too much. $46,000 a year in cost out of a $165 million electrical business. To me, that seems kind of small. But the big thing y'all are doing, though, is trying to find out what's going on and become experts on this, because, frankly, none of the city council and this is not a swipe at them, but they're probably not. They don't have the time to spend on every aspect of everything that's going on in city government. And a lot of times, I'm against committees. You know, if they're there to make a decision, but this is kind of an oversight, one to bring information. Is that right?
Yes, it is appointed by the city council. You know, that's the thing, that this is a commission that should be reporting to the city council. I don't believe we report enough, and
have,
I don't.
Have you reported? How many times have you reported to the city council?
Other than through paper,
right?
Through the notes that come out of the meeting, none.
Well, how come that is?
I don't know. That was one of the things I ran on, is that we should be listening. But, you know,
it, well, and, but is it because the city council doesn't want to listen to the commission?
You have to ask them that, Carl. That's not something that I, you know, and I don't know how they are reported to. Once it's past us, I don't know what happens to it. They said they get the reports and things like this, but it's in reading those reports, especially in the financials, that we, you know, you have to be able to look at it. You have to have a history on it. And you have to say, okay, and that's when we question. We get the financials. We ask our questions and things like this. And I've had numerous meetings that are one-on-one meetings, or maybe two of us will get together with people over there on their financial side. Mark Haddad has been very, very helpful. And we sit down and we say, okay, show me the trail of the money. Show me the trail of this. Show me how this works. And they've been very, very upfront about it. The one thing about the financials is they have a budget that's done on a half-cash, half-accrual basis, mm-hmm. which no business, you can't do it that way. But that's the way they do it. And then, therefore, they report at the end of June, and you would think that would be the number that you would see. But it's not. We haven't even got the final numbers from June of 2014 because they're being audited right now. So we don't know how we really did until 6 months after the year end. So how can you make any decisions?
Well, they're talking about raising rates again.
They can't raise the rates again.
Why can't they?
Because it doesn't fit into the parameters that we just got through doing with the just putting together with the reserve policy. Is the rates can be raised when there's two steps that have to be done, and one is a debt ratio that has to be looked at, and
they just got an A+ rating. Didn't the rating just go up to an A+? I think I just saw that.
Yes, which saves you money when you borrow. But you know, I'm against debt. You know, two things that I would like to see there is, number one, that we have the lowest rate possible and we have no debt. We have the least amount of debt, because debt always assumes that you're going to have growth to pay for it.
Well, what do you think the things the commission can do or the committee can do that should be done? I mean, what we're saying is that y'all sent reports up to the city council. You don't even know if they've read them or not.
Well, what we do is we review and then we vote on things. And then they go to – and we don't get to vote on everything, but we say, okay, on that reserve policy, we went through the reserve policy, you know, discussed it and things like this. And then we voted that, yes, this is the reserve policy that you should present to the city council. So it really gives – because we are a voice of the people appointed by the commission, by the city council – that, yes, other people other than the staff and the city council have looked at this.
And that's what you're there for.
Well, that's right.
So are you there when the staff presents it to the city council? In other words, is there a representative there from the community? Make sure that they've given you the presentation first, essentially.
Right. And you've
tweaked on it and you made your ideas, and then they can incorporate that. Then they then go on the staff. Then goes on and briefs the city council.
We vote on the final.
The final.
We vote on the final. And that final is what's given to the city council. So I'm not concerned about somebody having us vote on something and then changing the words. If that happens, then we've got problems bigger than
– okay.
And so that has not even been – what we do is we vote on a final.
Okay.
And then that goes to the city council. And I've been there at times when they've accepted the – you know, and voted on it. So, and if we're given a unanimous thing, then they know that's one more step.
All right. So what would you say the biggest thing you found in a year and a half is that needs to be acted on?
Well, that the financials done on a half cash, half accrual, for me, looking at the financial side, that the half cash, half accrual budget is not something that you can depend upon to be accurate. It's a guideline. But for most businesses, a budget's pretty rock solid. That's your business plan. And if you use half cash, half accrual, and then you come in and it's changed, and I can show you where it's changed
right, in
by the millions of dollars each year, that it's not accurate. You can't make decisions on rates and your levels of reserve account.
Did y'all look at the buy-in of that property out there on Airport Road?
No.
Okay. How about the buying of the $600,000 worth of furniture from Sacramento?
No. Now, the property, when that was being looked at, we were brand new.
Okay.
Remember, we didn't start until May of 2013.
Right.
So, had we been in March or April or even earlier or something like that, probably wouldn't have brought it. I know that Adam, as the co-chair or the second-in-command at the time, was taken out and mm-hmm. shown the building and things like this, but they had already entered into things. So, could we have brought up a little bit more? I don't know. I'm not going to go down that road because
okay.
we were
yeah,
brand
that's
new.
That's past. That's okay. All right. What would you say the biggest thing facing the customers and that people? I know you're talking about the accrual method, but there must be. Is there anything else? I mean, the fact of moving out there to Airport Road when they do, the impact that's going to have on customers. Has anybody studied that one yet?
No, that has not been brought up, and it's
we brought it up here to Barry mm-hmm. and Tippett and said, well, what about these people that can't, they have to figure out some way of getting out there? And the answer wasn't really there because I don't think they thought that far down the road. But to me, that's a big thing there. I mean, you're REU. You need to be able to take care of your customers. And if you're out there in Airport Road, is there going to be like kiosk or things where people can or a bus ride out there more than, twice a day?
Well, that's what you've got is, you have bus transportation out there. And depending upon where you are in the city as to, how you're going to be able to get there.
And what about this other thing? Because I'm trying to get in here quick before we take a break. What about this lawsuit with Walt McNeil?
That's going to be very interesting to see how that turns out. And it's a major, major issue that's out there on the horizon. And in the horizon, the sun's starting to come up on that horizon. We're going to get some, court issued opinions on it very quickly, and they're going to be final, and we're going to have to live with that. It's a very, very dangerous precedent.
You got about five more minutes here?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a quick break here. My guest is Mike Quinn. He's on the REU commission that parts of the city council want to eliminate, and we're talking about why they should still remain here and be a part of the decision-making capability of the city council. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart.
Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReddingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:34 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get your hair cut. The Cheers of barbershops. Where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. It's where everybody goes who's somebody in town. Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place. Go down and say Merry Christmas. Get your hair cut. I'm here with Mike Quinn, who I grabbed as he was walking by to talk about, because I'm getting into this thing about tonight's meeting, why it's important that you go down, or it's important that you make a phone call today to the city government at 225-4055. Talk, you know, leave a message, because they're probably not there, any of the city council people. Leave a message on their phone that says, keep the public comment at the beginning of the city council meeting. Yes. The other thing is, keep the REU commission. And I'm here with Mike Quinn, who's on the commission, and says these are things that they're finding. These are this is just a committee that's understanding what's happening with REU. I mean, this is a $165 million organization. Why do we want to get rid of the commission? Why? What's the big thing? Because Missy says that, and this was Missy's cause here, and says because it is takes too much time, and she wants to look at. To discuss disbanding the body. They're just getting their feet on the ground. This is what the Record Searchlight says. Working with REU leadership on a strategic plan, beginning to look ahead to the next round of rate discussions. If at any time we need you guys, it's now during the rate discussions. You know, now you're smart enough to talk about it, because the rates go up again. I mean, everybody keeps bragging about, we've got the cheapest power around, much cheaper than PG&E. But it's going up. It's gone up, what, 40% over the last 3 or 4 years?
Last 5-6 years, 50%. So
wow.
Now some of that is forced upon us, and
yeah, I understand
there are some issues that, and this is where, you know, we're not just going to go in there and hammer REU on everything that's wrong, because this is what
REU
you've learned.
REU does a lot of good stuff,
and the parameters that they're put under, people don't understand. Is it's really the state of California who is causing us more issues than anything else.
And then
else.
That's the other part of what the commission does.
Yes.
It's people that are going there and saying, hey, wait a minute, you can rail at REU, but they have no choice in this. Like this green monster thing that we have to do, because we have to switch over to renewable resources, and they're not letting us use hydroelectric, which of course is just criminal, and that's from the state. But we need people like you to say, wait a minute. No, this is, they don't have a choice here. We need to understand that, as opposed to getting this, no, oh yeah, well, we have to do that. Well, how do we know we have to do that? It's for you guys.
That's right. And that's what's important, is that, you know, we are a neutral party who is given, and we take public comment and we take public issues. You know, we had people show up there at the meetings, and just like any other meeting, when somebody shows up there, then you investigate it and do something about it. So, I mean, all of this goes into play, and we need to be there just so the public has the idea that there's somebody else out there in a neutral position. We are not pro-consumer, pro-REU, pro-city council, or anything like that. We are neutral. And that's really, really, really important, is that we maintain that neutrality, and that we investigate and we discuss things. and then we come to a decision. And so that there's another set of eyes, and the cost of it that they put on there, it's just like any other budget. If you have somebody that's salaried and they're not getting paid anything more, and they spend some of their time on the REU commission, well, of course, they want to move those dollars from their salaried budget position over to the REU. But did they pay them any more? Did it really cost
anymore? They were being paid, you know what?
They would have been paid no matter what. Now, if it's somebody on overtime, then you say, okay, this is the amount of cost when you've got.
For overtime.
Perception is everything. And my perception is that this is another step in the Gang of Four isolating themselves from those pesky people.
Well, I'm just going to hope not. You know, having gone through the 20 or so forums that we went through, that's not what I heard from the people who were elected. And other people have said to me, well, you're now being vindictive because you didn't win the election.
No, you've been on this for a year and a half. No, this is the type of thing is that we need to have people on there because, frankly, people don't trust government. And there's reasons they don't trust government. And you can get into it, and you can get into it by the part about were all the facts released before the election. No, of course they weren't on Part B or on whatever that was, B, Measure B. Mm-hmm. And they weren't – would they have made a difference? No. You know, do I really care about it? The only reason I care about it is I think they should have been released. Yes, I think they should have been released. And would it have made a difference in my vote? No. But it's still, we're looking at people where people are upset with government right now. And even at the city government, I mean, this stuff's going on. That's why you need maybe a independent body that just looks at it to at least say, hey, you know what? These guys are right. And you know what? And I like to think that, you know, REU is making the right decisions and all these things. But if they're not, at least have somebody there to say it because, you know, will the city council do it? I'm not sure. I mean, you hope they do. But then they come out talking about, oh, let's put public comment at the end of the meeting. That's just wrong. They just need to get that back out. And now they want to do it with an oversight committee. Frankly, again, I'm not big on committees, but on something like this that's as huge as REU is, it doesn't hurt to have another set of eyes.
This is half of the city, really, if you look at it. The city is the city of Reading, which provides your public safety and things like that. And then it's the REU, and not every city has an utility. I mean, very few have this type of public utility. So it is a very big part.
Yeah, and REU, your rates are lower. And we like. And by the way, after those huge storms, you guys in the field are just outstanding. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about having a committee that's here to look at the strategic reasons and what's going on the strategy in this. You guys in the field, you know what? You deserve every dollar out there.
And that's something that's really, really important is that, like, you know, our cons- yeah. And it really is a smart thing to do to keep that electricity on. When you see PG&E go down for 3 weeks in some of these areas, guess what? They're expending the money to put the power lines back up, but they're not getting any money for it because the electricity isn't to the people who are consuming it. Yep. So by having it on there, I mean, that's just the figure out for a few weeks.
And
the inconvenience to you, and then the fact that you're not billing to the utility.
Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Bill Quinn, I'm so sad that you're such a poor loser as our Bassetti leaving called.
Jones?
Mr. Jones, a sore loser.
Well, he didn't say that about me, so I'm not going to.
McConnell and everything else that's going on. But anyway. Stick guns on this, and you're right, Carl. There is no reason that the city council should turn southward and leave the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep up the fight, buddy. And again, if I can get there tonight, I'll be there, and anybody else should be there. Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Billy Bob. And you know what? And if you can't be there tonight, let's give a call. Where's my number? Oh, somebody erased my number here. 225-4055. Yeah, 225-4055. Give them calls. Call today. Call. Or be there tonight. You know what? I don't like going out at night in the rain, but tonight I'm going to. I won't ride my motorcycle. I'll drive my F-150 truck, and I'll go down there, and I will stand there. And, you know, I'm going to grab one of those pieces of paper, and I'm going to spend my 3 minutes talking about why you You know, you all were on my show. You all were here saying you wanted to represent the people. You all are here to do this, you know, to listen to the people and tell me, tell these people that you really didn't mean it. You know, anyway, and the same thing with the commission. Mike Quinn, thanks a lot, buddy. You know what? Here's the thing, Mike, is that you spent lots of hours on this for the last year and a half. I mean, I would listen to you and you'd come in and I'd say, well, what happened this time? And you tell me. And I'm like, ooh. I mean, you spend a lot of time on this thing.
You know, there's time that we spend in the meetings, and then there's the time that we spend outside of that. You know, the strategic plan that we're going to be discussing on Thursday. You know, it's 367 pages. Not all of them, you know, complete. You know, but we went through that, and there's actually people. I did it online and went through and made my notes page by page. Some people printed it out and then went through and made their notes. I mean, this. RU Commission takes this very, very seriously. Like I said, you have some excellent, excellent people that have been appointed to this. And we are willing to put our time in there, and we're willing to, you know, look at what's going on and make the decisions. And you'll find if you can go to the meetings, they're 4 o'clock on Thursday, you will see a lot that's done in there. And that's only a portion of it. It's like the iceberg. The amount of research that we do afterwards and to be able to walk in there is tremendous, and we're willing to do that, and that's part of the service, you know, that we're stepped up to do, and we were asked to do, and we would like to continue to do that.
Great. Okay, Mike Quinn, thanks a lot for stopping by.
You're welcome.
And this is something, again, for tonight that we want to have happen. We want to have the RU Commission stay aboard, and they can do it. $46,000 out of $165 million, come on. And then, you know what, you're going to be paying the people anyway, so why not do that? Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you have that little bitty chip in your windshield, guess what happens when there gets water in it, which it has, and it freezes, which it will? It cracks. It gets bigger. That little chip becomes a crack. You want to get those chips fixed now. In fact, I'm heading on down there this week and getting all the chips fixed on my windshield. And it's not just a chip. He can fix cracks over 24 inches in length. I'm talking about Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business. Right down there at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Guarantees his work. You won't find that anywhere else.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:49 in the morning. 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining tomorrow. I think it's going to clear up. It's going to be raining all week. Isn't that right, Bad Bob?
Off and on, yeah.
Off and on.
Tomorrow we get a little bit of a break for hump day, and then it picks up again on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, maybe Saturday and Sunday might clear up.
Bring it on. 32 feet in 10 in half a month. That's not bad.
That's a foot a day. Oh, no, it's 2 feet a day.
2 feet per day.
Wow, that's right.
Bring it on.
That's right. Hey, look, Serviceman's Feast. Dinner for our military, police, and our military, police, and firemen families on this Sunday, December the 20th. Let me take a look there. Yep. No, I'm sorry. It's Saturday. From 3 to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. Free for all veterans, police, and firemen families. And this is being done by our MIAP, our Missing in America Project people, and Walmart. Isn't that cool? That's great. Also, you can buy Reading Rodeo. That's right. Reading Rodeo tickets now through the Reading Course Rodeo is May 13th through the 16th, but you can get them now and save some money. Head on over to readingrodeo.com and select the buy tickets now option or call the ticket office at 241-8559. What are little things I can announce? Oh, Santa is in the mount. She asked them all still, if I can reading this right. But you can have photos in Center Court Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pets Night with Santa every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. At the Mount Shasta Mall. Yeah, that's cool. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Well, good morning, and so happy to hear.
Look at you. You are all, you are just really.
Well, you know, we're doing a little thank you for our staff here at KCNR this morning, and I stopped in and got some cupcakes, and it was a long line. It was a very long line. But anyway, so listening to this morning, I think it's really wonderful to hear all of the activity for the people. I mean, to recap what, you know, I heard you say this morning and how important it is to kind of show up and be present tonight at the city council meeting.
I'm going.
About putting those, putting the comments of the people before. And I am wholeheartedly for that as well. Because when I think about, you know, people like us, there are many people who have to get up early, linemen, the list goes on, teachers, people have to get up early in the morning. And we understand how that feels when you're going to events and you kind of get strung out because you're pulling late nights and you've got to be present in the morning. Really present emotionally and physically in the morning. If you're teaching or if you're working with something electrical or you're working things that could kill people.
That's a good point. Your REU people, your teachers, your everybody that has to get up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning and have to be present. If you've got something you need to talk about, why should you have to wait till whenever the meeting's over? And that meeting could go on for hours. And then, you know, frankly, you know, it's just, you know, and you got to find babysitters or all these things have to happen. And bus lines and, oh, we'll make a special exception if you have to ride the bus. No, don't make the only exception you have to do. The only thing you have to do, Francie, is this. Let people speak for 30 minutes at the beginning of the meeting. And if you don't, frankly, everybody, this should upset you enough to do something about it. Really, I don't know what. Now, I'm not saying recall. Of course not. But it should do something. It should do something to upset you that they can't listen to for 30 minutes at the beginning of the meeting to the people. To the people. And I'm not saying we the people. I'm saying the people. The people they represent, they should be able to listen to those pesky voters for 30 minutes.
It's really nothing when you think about it, 30 minutes.
And we like everybody. I mean, it's not the fact that we don't, you know, that we're not, we don't think that the city council are good people or that they're, you know, that they've got a chance to make a big difference here. But here they are, the first thing out of the gate, Brent Weaver and Kristen Schrader. This is a, this kind of says something about what you are going to be doing, I think. You know, we think that you, that you all being there is a good choice. We think all of that. But here is a chance for you all to do something and stand up. I know, Kristen, you're listening, too. So you need to do the right thing. Like everybody, like the people that voted for you, the League of Women Voters, Record Searchlight, all these people. Do it.
How hard would it be, in the case of the electrical department, how hard would it be to have some kind of kiosk with two-way communication there at City Hall?
Well, I'm sure there must be some things that they're thinking of. I mean, you know, to help people, because who wants to drive all the way out on Airport Road where they're out there kind of in the woods? You know,
not to only say that if it's nighttime and it gets dark early, you get lost. You can get lost on that airport road. It is long and dark, folks.
Well, even if you don't get lost, the fact is, what if you're in a bus? What if you don't? You know, the people that need help usually they come in their pay. They probably, you know, they're you know, what if they've got kids and it's a lot easier for them to get downtown. So are they going to have like an office downtown where people can make payments? And if that's the case, haven't we kind of like negated part of the reason that they're supposed to be there? I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. Now, if they did that and said, okay, we're going to have a payment office down there in the City Hall. Okay. All right. Fine. Then you're taking care of the people who are paying the rates and your damn salaries.
The insulation
I'm talking about
factor.
Upper management here. Yeah. People.
What time's the meeting start tonight?
6 p.m. Be there early because I don't think there's going to be too many seats left for this. You know what? You and I, we don't go out a lot at night because we have all these things going.
We do a lot. We do a lot of events.
We do a lot of events, but when we don't.
But not till 11:30.
Yeah. Not till 11:30.
No, we would leave. We would have to leave because I have to,
you know, at 9 o'clock, I'm ready to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Tonight, let's be there. I'll be there. Bob, you going to be there? Are you going to try and be there?
I will make the attempt, but I can't promise. My brother-in-law is in town.
Right, so
bring
your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Bring your brother-in-law. Bring them all. Bring all the Belongies. All right. Okay. I'm still – okay, here's the thing. One last thing is on Facebook, which I don't talk about Facebook that much, but Facebook is for Free Fire Radio.
You do,
Facebook.
Yeah. We have our own Facebook, you post every day.
Yeah, I post.
Who's going to be on the next day?
That's right. I try to do that every day. I try to tell what's going to happen, and then if things have happened during the show, I talk about that. We have 995 likes on Facebook.
Getting close to 1,000.
I need 5 more likes, my friends. If you haven't, you know, if you haven't gone on to Facebook and liked Free Fire Radio, do that, and then go on and then click on over and like KCNR 1460. We only need 5 more for 1,000. You know, I just thought it'd be a nice Christmas present, and we've picked up 37 in the last week.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I've gone out to people that say they're my friends. All these friends I have. I said, well, why don't you like the show? Everybody that doesn't, off they go. Then obviously, you're
there's
not
no
my friend.
Well,
you know, it's really interesting.
Here.
On Facebook.
It's just if you're not my friend, why would you? You know, if you're my friend, you'll like the show. If you're not my friend, you won't. So,
well, you know how you can click on their names and you kind of see, you know, how many. There's one person that you have in common.
Oh no, I don't.
Don't know that person we have in common, I'm sorry, I just can't go there. I don't feel comfortable only because, you know, that there was somebody got my Facebook account a couple years back and posted some very nasty photos. And I was unaware of it. Remember that at 6 o'clock in the morning? And Naomi?
Of themselves or somebody.
Naomi from Results calls me and says, you may want to check your Facebook. So I go on and it's like, oh my God. It was porn. So I, you know, we had to really figure out to back that whole thing up. Like, well, how did that, who was, how did that?
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of scary how quickly that kind
of bad stuff can happen.
That's
because I can't figure out how to get rid of things. I mean, I finally figured out how to defriend. And here's the other thing, too. If I get a photo and the woman's in a bathing suit, immediately. Immediately, I don't say yes.
Well, I got a post from a friend the other day. There was a girl, and she showed four pictures of herself. And they were like tasteful white bikinis. They weren't like they were super poses, like she was in the forest or she was by the lake. And I thought, who is this woman with a white bikini?
Well, here's the ones I get. I check who the friends are. And you know what? Who their friends are? And when I look at them, I swear, some of them have got the same three friends on each one of them. So I'm not sure if they sent it, got it to the first person, and then they sent it, and then the other two, and they're all guys. I mean, but I know these guys, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not going to friend you. Even though, oh, look at who their friends are here. So anyway, there are so many great people out there. I mean, but how many friends do I have? Really? I've got you, and I've got Pat, and I've got Bob. Okay, I've got a lot of friends. I like people. Anyway. Okay, so, hey, by the way, Angel just made it 500 people on the KCNR page. Woo-woo! Okay.
Hey, it was great to see our good friends yesterday, yeah. Ruth, yes. And, you know, we love our local shows. We're going to do some big changes up on the weekend. We're adding some new things. But, yeah. You know, I think that's a lot of strength here in KCNR is our local outreach with our local shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
We feel really proud that we're going into our 6th year as of December 15th, 14th, literally. We're celebrating 6 years.
Well, that was yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a birthday.
Well, Bob was laying on his back, twisting the wires together this time 6 years ago.
We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. And here's the other thing, too, is you got anything for Toys for Tots? That's where we saw Ruth. Was that she was picking up some toys for tots for our box here. We still got some room in there, my friends.
Snooki thought it was hers for a minute, and then we had to, like, take it away from her. She was whining.
Yeah.
She saw two teddy bears that are going to go to the kids.
That's right.
So,
hey, thanks, everybody.
So drop
tomorrow,
them off.
Sheriff Thomas Sinkle will be with us along with a few other people. I hope everybody has a great day. Go out there. You've got just a few days more. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He hasn't made a decision yet, but former Florida Republican Governor Jeb Bush is inching closer to deciding on a White House run, telling his Facebook and Twitter followers that he's decided to actively explore the possibility of running for president. The death toll is 141 in that brutal Taliban assault on a school in Peshawar, Pakistan. Secretary of State Kerry says most of the victims were children.
The images are absolutely gut-wrenching. Young children carried away in ambulances, a teacher burned alive in front of the students. A house of learning turned into a house of unspeakable horror.
The Pakistani military says 132 of the dead are children. There were 7 attackers wearing explosive vests. They started spraying the place with gunfire as they barged in. There is growing anger in Australia following yesterday's deadly hostage stand.